We have Katie McClure on the phone, and she's in Aztec, New Mexico, and is chairman of the event, the 14th annual Aztec Symposium. Yeah, UFO crash happened there in 1948. Katie, welcome to the show, and how are you?
It's a good time of year, and I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Katie, first of all, I'm just amazed that it's been 14 years. Aztec has been one of the longer-running UFO conferences. 14 years. That's amazing.
I know, and especially in a town as small as ours. And what we do it for, of course, we do this as a fundraiser for the Aztec Library. It's just amazing because people come from all over the world. We've had people from all over the world come just to this symposium.
And you have a speaker coming all the way from the United Kingdom this year. We'll get into that a little later. Let's talk about Norio Hayakawa. He's going to be entertaining this year on Friday night. Tell me about Friday night.
Well, Friday night is traditionally our meet and greet dinner. And what we've done over the years is we make it more interesting. Certainly having Norio Hayakawa come to play some of his original music is going to be fascinating. I mean, Norio, as you well know, is a really good researcher in the field of UFO, Area 51, Dulce especially. But he wants to play his original music that night, which is very lovely. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but it's great.
Yeah, I know. I've done stage shows up with Norio before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, in Roswell last year, we were at the mall for a couple hours doing our thing. Had a big audience, too, by the way. He's a very, very talented fellow.
I know. It's amazing. He can do everything. And that's what he wanted to do this year. You know, Norio's in New Mexico now, so it's real easy for him to pop by and do that. And one of the things I like best about Norio is that he's a deep thinker.
Yes, he is.
Things for face value. He questions.
Oh, very intelligent for a musician. No, I'm a big Norio Hayakawa fan. Now, Friday night, he'll be there for the meet-and-greet dinner. And you have some other things we'll talk about in a moment, but first of all, where's this happening? I mean, where in Aztec is the event going to be?
Friday, March 25th, and it's all going to take place at Aztec High School. They have a wonderful big room with a stage and lighting and good sound and everything. So Aztec High School is located at 500 East Chaco in Aztec. But Aztec is so small, if you drove into town and asked someone where the high school was, they'd probably drive you over there.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about small towns. They're very friendly. They can always help you find whatever you need. What about Saturday? Same location for the venue?
Yes, all the events will be at the high school, except for the free tours to the crash site. They suppose, come on, it really happened. The 1948 crash site here in Aztec out in Hart Canyon. We'll be giving free tours, and that's going to be led by a lady that we'd like to call Indiana Judy.
Hi, Indiana Judy. Last year, she did those tours, and lots of people enjoyed them. She's very good at what she does.
Well, she's done a lot of research. Not only, of course, does she follow everything, the research that Scott Ramsey has done in the area, but she also went and talked to the Native Americans in this area who seem to know about that crash site also. And so she tells the people a bit about their story about it from way back in 1948. So it's really well-rounded. And she's, you know, she's very energetic, and she'll walk you out there and tell you everything along the way. So it's great. Comes on Saturday a few times during the day, about three times during the day. She'll take guided tours out there.
Now Saturday is the day you have your speaker presentations, right?
Yeah, Saturday is the day with the lectures from our presenters. And the day will end with a open question and answer panel between the audience and all of the researchers up there. And that's always good to get people engaged in the conversation. So the question and answer period is really good. And it's informal here. You know, we expect generally about 300 attendees. So it's not so large that you feel lost in the crowd. And I think the presenters we have this year are going to be a really interesting.
Yeah, I want to talk about the speaker lineup here in a minute. Let's go over each of them. But before we do that, let's talk about attending the entire thing on Saturday and Friday night. Can they buy tickets at the door, or do you recommend them buying them online before they show up?
A lot of people do, especially the people from out of town. They'll buy tickets online at AztecUFO.com. And that way they know, especially for the meet and greet dinner night, Jerry, that has a tendency to sell out before the event. We are having it at the high school this year, so we have a bigger room. But generally, if people want to come for the dinner to meet the speakers up close and personal, and also we'll be showing a film by Jose Escamillo called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Yeah, Jose's got a new film out, the L.A. Incident, 1942, the UFO. It's a great show, great film. So is this one you're showing?
He was going to be a presenter, but because he was finishing up that movie, he had to put off this year.
Yeah, The Battle of L.A. is it's getting good reviews. Jose's very talented.
Yeah. So I've seen the film. I think it's great. There was some footage in there that I've never seen before, and I thought I had seen just about everything on UFOs. So that's great. So we offer them dinner, meeting the speakers up close and personal, and also a film at the end, a documentary.
Dinner and a movie and Norio Hayakawa before the dinner starts. I guess that's when he'll start playing.
Yes, before and during. So we open the doors at 5. Dinner will start to be served at about 5:30. It's being catered from a lovely place in town called the Main Street Bistro. And so it's just going to be, it's a very informal evening, but it gives people a taste of what's going to happen on Saturday with all of the speakers, because they give just a brief presentation on Friday night. And some people, if they can't make the all-day symposium on Saturday, they feel they've gotten a pretty good idea Friday night. And if our speakers have any literature or books or things, they have a tendency to just buy those and go home. But most of the people that come Friday night also
We'll get to
Saturday.
The time that everything starts on Saturday morning here in a moment and talk about Saturday in general. But first,
it's an early one, Jerry. It's 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We go from 9 a.m. to approximately 6.
I'd like to once again stress that the best way to attend the Aztec Symposium is to go to the website, AztecUFO.com, and basically register there. And you can register right online for the dinner and or the speeches on Saturday. And it's not expensive.
Not at all. We like to keep it, we're still, with the symposium and the attendees and things like that, we're still able to make enough with a small price to give money to the library every year for the extra projects they need. But the admission price for the dinner and the movie and meeting the speakers and talking to them, regular price is only $15, and if you're a senior or a student, it's only $12. Symposium on Saturday, March 26th, the admission price for the 5 speakers is $25, and $18 if you're a senior or a student, and absolutely free if you're a member of the military or any of the first responders in the community.
So, Katie, if you're a first responder or if you're a member of the military, active military, you get in free. I know you did that last year, so I guess it worked out okay.
Right, and we do. And, a lot of people took advantage of it last year, which was great. So we had EMTs, firefighters, policemen. And it's interesting because people from all walks of life are interested in what our speakers are bringing to the table and the research they're bringing.
Okay, about motel space, I guess there's three motels there in Aztec, right?
There's 3 in town.
Okay.
That people can stay at, and if those fill up, then generally they do. The other 2 towns that are very close to us, like within 10 miles or less, is Farmington and Bloomfield. So Finding a place to stay is not a problem. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not a problem. The problem is the meet and greet dinner is selling out. So anybody who's coming from out of town, especially, well, a lot of people in town, too, they just buy those tickets right off
right.
the
bat. Right. Farmington's very close and lots of rooms there. No problem. So people can make their reservations and come and enjoy the area. It's a great place to hang around, not only for the conference, but stay for a day or two. We'll probably mention that a little bit more later in the program.
It's AztecUFO.com.
That library is something else, Katie.
The selection of UFO and UFO-related books at the Aztec Public Library.
Well, they can come in Friday earlier and go visit the library. Lots of UFO stuff there. Probably one of the biggest selections ever.
Right.
Anywhere.
The library is open Friday and Saturday. Hopefully they won't run down to the library on Saturday. They'll be listening.
That's just why I mentioned Friday instead of Saturday. I think you have them tied up for Saturday.
It's open from, like, I think 8 or 9 in the morning till 7 at night on Fridays.
Let's go ahead and do a rundown on the speakers. And first of all, you have one here that I'm not familiar with, Marshall Klarfeld. Is that how he pronounces his name?
Right. Marshall came to the symposium last year, and his daughter. And then I started, you know, we were interested in maybe looking at him further as being a researcher. And he really has done a lot of research, but he's not a mainstream UFO person. This is a guy who has done this research and written this book called Adam the Missing Link, and has been working on it actually for years on his own. And he's from California. He lives in California. His daughter lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And they both came to the, she came, representing her father last year, and she gave us a copy of the book. And so we thought, well, he would be interesting to have as a speaker.
I guess Marshall lays out the evidence pretty well that maybe the human race is a hybrid, or at least started by by the gods. And by that, we mean extraterrestrials. Okay, let's move on to Chuck Wade. He has some important news he's going to release at your conference. I don't know if he's told you that yet or not. But he, as you know, found a piece of a UFO, and he's had it analyzed, and the results are startling.
He has, and he's been, you know, he's been doing this for a long time, and I think it's just been in the last few months where some really astounding information's coming through. So Chuck came last year and, you know, as an attendee, and he got up and spoke with him. The man's just...
yeah, his own conference there in Gallup, New Mexico, and a film festival. It's held in an antique theater there. Really a collector's dream, and it's been renovated. I don't know if he'll have it again this year or not. Chuck's quite a guy.
The name is just... escaped me right now, but we take a survey at the end, and so many people wrote down, we want to hear more from Chuck Wade.
Chuck is really on top of these New Mexico UFO crashes. He chronicles a spate of them happening from 1945 all the way through 1948 there at Aztec.
It does go beyond Roswell here in New Mexico.
If you're interested in UFO crashes, I would really advise listening to Chuck and his presentation. He has an hypothesis on why all these crashes occurred during that time period back in New Mexico, and it deals with the radar we were using at that time. We actually used it as a weapon, according to Chuck. He lays out a good case.
Right, and that's something also that Scott Ramsey touches on when his book should be coming out this year about the Aztec crash. And it had totally to do with the radar.
Yeah, I was visiting with Scott this morning, as a matter of fact. I'm looking forward to that book when it comes out. Interesting, we, in this series of shows about Aztec and your conference, Katie, I'm going to bring on a guy by the name of Mark McClandish. And he definitely got some very strange vibes when he visited the debris field or the crash site there in Aztec, I think in 1993. That'll be before the series is over. I mean, we want people to know about Aztec. I think it's a very important thing in ufology.
You know, it's interesting. One of our presenters is Dr. Robert Farrell.
Yeah, I know Dr. Farrell pretty well. I first had him on the show when he was talking about his Alien Log, the novel.
Yes, and he's written a follow-up to that, too. So it was called The Alien Log, and uh-huh. Now Alien Log 2. And very briefly, he mentions in there, you know, as fact, as the character says, the crash in Aztec. You know, which is interesting, because not too many people, well, they're getting to know more and more about it, but, you know, it's not as mainstream or as well known, of course, as
Roswell. And, of course, Aztec happened shortly after Roswell.
Yeah, it was less than
a year. Right, only about 8 months, I think, if my math is right. You know, you have, Lynn Buchanan is coming back, and last year, he made lots of news, I thought. He assembled 11 remote viewers, and they tried to focus in on Aztec and came up with some startling information. And Lynn's going to be back to report more on this.
That was probably my favorite presentation.
We did a couple of shows on it last year, and both of them had huge audiences from around the world.
Lynn Buchanan is absolutely amazing. And when he actually got up there and explained what remote viewing is and how controlled it is, especially with his company and how he's done it in the past. And, you know, of course, they kind of loosely based Men Who Stare at Goats on, you know, Lynn and some of his work. But just seeing last year how controlled it was, and they gave these 11 remote viewers basically no information other than something as simple as an incident happened. And it was amazing what those 11 people came up with, and a little disturbing.
What he came up with was not only disturbing, but astounding, and we'll get into that in a minute. But first of all, I think we need to note to the audience that Lynn Buchanan is a meticulous guy.
Further into it.
Yeah.
So and this time, and I cannot wait to hear this presentation, he gave them a little more information. So this year, I'm really, really looking forward to hearing Lynn. And seeing what these remote viewers, of course, he's not one of them, because he knew too much. So these are really blind remote viewers, in a sense. They have no idea. But last year, and he's got the whole report on that, and I know he turned over a few copies to the library, and when I read it, also, even after his presentation, it's amazing. The accuracy, what they come up with, how similar everything is between the different 11 remote viewers was really astounding. So I can't wait to hear his new presentation on, he'll be on Saturday.
Yeah, in his report he described something that could very well be Los Alamos. It's not far from you, where they took the ETs maybe. And the most disturbing thing, as you say, is the idea that one of our men shot one of the ETs with a gun.
Right. That was the disturbing part. And it's like nobody really thinks about that. It, you know, Jerry, it's almost like, you know, when the towers came down in 9/11, you know,
yeah.
They didn't show some of the most horrific things that happened. And the same seems to go with, you know, these crashes. And sometimes, you know, people react badly. And
Katie, you're a master of the understatement.
Disturbing, but at the same time, I don't think it's out of the realm of believability.
You mentioned Scott Ramsey earlier on his latest DVD about that crash at Aztec. He goes into the details about a secret radar location. It's not very far from you. Did you know that? Well, we're going to have more about it.
Good stuff, Jerry. I live so close. I think I mentioned this to you last year. I went to the symposium the first time in 2000. Was it 2000 or 1999? I forget. No, it was 1999. It was the second symposium.
Mm-hmm.
And they had little maps to the crash site. So I dragged my husband and my sister out there. And we're traveling and traveling, and it was a terrible road, and we're traveling. And out in the middle of nowhere, about 5 miles in, I saw a little sign that said land for sale. And I jotted down the number, and then we went out to the crash site and we looked at it and everything, and I ended up calling that number and ended up buying property out here. So I'm, you know, as the crow flies, very close, but about a mile away from it.
Katie, I can just imagine the ambiance of it all, living that close.
Well, you know, it does. A person in the area who's never seen anything strange.
You never saw anything, huh? You told me other people were seeing things and experiencing things.
Right, out in Hart Canyon. And recently. We have a thing on our website. It's called the Oral History Project. And we have a couple of people. Well, it's people from this area who have had sightings, experiences, and things like that through the years. And one of them, specifically about Hart Canyon, is out there. But even the fellow that I bought the land from, I kiddingly asked him, hey, have you ever seen any UFOs out here? And he got really quiet. You know, and he was, you know, a very conservative, older gentleman. And he said, well, yeah, I have. You know, it's like everybody's seen something out in Hart Canyon except for me, and I've lived here 11 years.
Katie, through the magic of radio, it sounds like a train's running through Hart Canyon. No, that's here at our studio. I left the patio door open. Nice night, and as usual, a train comes by. I'm not far from the railroad. Let's get back to business here. The Aztec Conference, the symposium, starts on Friday night. At 5:30 at the dinner, Norio will be there a little earlier.
Yeah, March 25th and 26th.
He'll be playing, and he's always early, by the way. He's a very prompt guy, besides being talented.
Well, that's good, because we'll be there all day, and generally we say the doors open at 5 and people show up at 4 anyway. So
and
that's
so
fine. We'll let him
you
in.
Would suggest going ahead and making a reservation online at AztecUFO.com.
I would, especially for the Friday night.
But if they decide to come at the last minute, and a lot of people listen to these shows right up to the last minute, they can probably get in, at least for the Saturday symposium, if not for the meet-and-greet dinner.
Definitely for the Saturday symposium, yes.
Let's get back to that Saturday lineup, and let's go down the schedule of the times and everything. You do have a schedule.
I do have a lineup, and I'm going to look at it right now, so ask me another question.
Okay.
I'm looking at the lineup. I know that we're starting off with Chuck. So Chuck will be on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., and all the speakers will be speaking about an hour and 15 minutes, sometimes an hour and a half. After Chuck, right before lunch, will be Lynn Buchanan.
Lynn will be doing the remote viewing report. You know, Katie, your morning session is loaded with very, very good information. Both of those speakers are dynamite.
We have a full audience in the morning. We're not one of those symposiums where there's only 10 people in the morning. Generally, these people come and they stay all day. So, every slot's a good slot for the speakers. So, yeah, we want to start it off with Chuck with his, you know, the results of the metal that he's collected and the many different crashes in New Mexico and get that going because he's a wonderful researcher and he's really backed it up with, you know, a lot of facts and figures. And then we'll go straight to Lynn Buchanan, who's got the further report from the remote viewers of what specifically happened in Aztec with the crash in 1948.
That'll be very interesting.
Then we're going to have a lunch break, and then after that at 1 o'clock will be Dr. Robert Farrell, who did write the nonfiction books, but also...
Now, Dr. Robert Farrell has an interesting subject.
Right, and he's, you know, his topic this year will be science behind the alien encounters, the science behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've never heard Robert speak before.
Yeah, I've been around when he's done lectures. We've interviewed him a couple of times, at least.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. So then at 2:30, Marshall Klarfeld, which nobody has ever really heard.
Now, I'm not familiar with him at all.
And he's,
I do know that his hypothesis is, and he says he has evidence for it, that the human race was started about 250 million years ago. By extraterrestrials?
and created man in their image.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going by the, and I forget the name of the tablets that are in the British Museum, from the really, really ancient Mesopotamian, even before that. And these are the things that he has studied, where he says it's pretty darn clear what was written down and what was done with the, you know, pre-Christian, pre just about everything. So he's going to be presenting that with a PowerPoint presentation. So there'll be a lot of things for people to look at, you know, how he read these tablets and things like
then
that.
Then after that, what do you have, a panel or something?
No, but then we're going to have Stephen Jones, who is an experiencer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the guy from the UK.
Yeah. This is very interesting. Jerry, every year for the past few years, people in our surveys have really wanted people who have had experiences. And, of course, Travis Walton, I think, was one of the first ones we ever had years ago. And Travis has been here a couple of times. And then we've also had Niara Isley, who is in the Colorado area, who was in the military.
Yeah, she was stationed at Nellis Air Force Base, had some horrible things happen to her. We've had her on before.
Right. And then we had Stan Romanek last year. Interesting, you know, and the audience was pretty much 50-50 on believing his story. But the great thing about that is they get to present it and you get to make up your own mind. Now, I was contacted by Stephen Jones, who we have this year, the fellow from the UK, who has recall of the last 50 years of being abducted or being an experience.
Yeah, I know several people who know him. I haven't had him on the air yet.
Right, and he was, when I first, my first impression was a wrong impression of Stephen, and I wrote him a very nice letter back and said, well, we're not really interested, because he immediately called me from the UK, and I don't even know what the time difference is, 8-10 hours, and sent me his book electronically and asked me to read a few chapters, and I realized I had made a wrong assumption because I didn't think it was actual experiences, but it was. So he's going to be very interesting, and he's going to be in the United States right around the time of our symposium. So I've been talking to him for months. And I think, you know, generally we wouldn't be able probably to afford to bring someone in from the UK. But since he's already going to be in the United States, we're able to bring him in.
You know, one of the interesting things about the Aztec Symposium is that you have lots of well-known people who just drop by. I mean, Stanton Friedman, for instance, last year, right?
Friedman was great because actually one of our presenters probably had one of the shortest presentations. I was stunned. And thank goodness Stanton was there. Now, Stanton had also spoken briefly about half an hour Friday night. But he stepped right in, and as in good old Stanton style, because you just have to love, he is so passionate about what he talks about, and he's so intelligent and funny, that he just stepped right in and continued for the rest of the slot that I had slotted for the
I had a special reason for bringing that up, Katie, because over the years I've noticed there's something special, I guess an ambiance or something, about Aztec, the people just kind of gravitate there. I mean, well-known people right there in the audience.
That's true. And we have gotten a lot of our speakers in the past, like Chuck Wade, who have been in the audience for years. And again, Jerry, I want to just stress this. This is, and we have gotten feedback on this too, especially a gal who came down from Canada a couple of years ago. It's very friendly. Very informal, even though the speakers are very professional, and very approachable for any of our attendees to approach any of the speakers. We're not corporate at all. You know, we keep it kind of that, you know, small town, very friendly atmosphere. And that's what's so great about Aztec and having these presenters here, you know, these worldwide presenters. And they always get a wonderful welcome here because our attendees are very open-minded and also very intelligent. You know, I love the question and answer periods because then you can see that people are paying attention, they are thinking, they are processing the information, and they have questions. So, you know, to round out the evening on Saturday, we are doing the open question and answers, which is to me, very interesting because it's spontaneous.
Okay, let's run over the pertinent information again. March 25th and 26th in Aztec, New Mexico.
Right.
The dinner, a movie, and Norio Hayakawa entertaining.
Right.
On Friday night, an all-day symposium, tours of the crash site as well.
That's right.
On Saturday. Now, let's run over those prices again, because a lot of people just don't believe it. They don't believe their ears. This is the bargain. This is the UFO bargain of a lifetime.
Okay. For the Friday night meet and greet dinner, where you have music by Norio Hayakawa, you get to meet the speakers, and we have a film called The Greatest Story Never Told. The price is $15 regular, or $12 if you're a senior or a student. On Saturday, March 26th, the all-day symposium from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 6:30 p.m., the price is just $25 regular, or $18 for senior or student. And again, free if you're in the military or any first responder.
And we need to stress that part of the money goes to the Aztec Library, Friends of the Library. It's a benefit every year. You got a great library there in that little town.
Right, and we give money. There, this is a fundraiser, first and foremost. On a life of its own, but we help fund the Aztec Public Library with the special things that they need through the year. We have a state-of-the-art digital arts program that they offer to students. I mean, amazing computers and programs, because that's where the future is going, in the digital arts age.
You're right.
And in order to help them bring in qualified teachers and things, the Friends of the Library help with the funding of that and getting those computers and software and things like that. So for a small town of less than 7,000, we have an amazing
and market. Before we get off of here, Katie, on our website, on the Aztec section, and also on your website, I believe, you can make donations to the Friends of the Library all year round. So regardless of what time you're listening to the show, and we keep it up all year, you can make a donation and help out a good cause. Now, the theme this year is what? They're out there?
The truth is out there.
Yeah.
The truth is out there. And, I also want to tell people, if you're going to come by, Aztec has, we have a great river running through this area called the Animas River. And if you follow it up, you go to the Navajo Dam, which has some of the greatest fishing in the world. But also, we have a national monument within walking distance called the Aztec Ruins. And that was the ancient Anasazi Indians who, were in this area long before any of us. And the ruins are just beautiful, and you get to walk through them. And they have a giant kiva there, probably one of the biggest ones in the area, that you can actually walk down into and just feel how it was like when the ancient Native Americans were the only ones in this land. And this is all in Aztec. So a lot of times people will come from out of town for the conference and then stay, especially through Sunday, to visit some of the great stuff around here. The river, the...
Well, they could spend a week there, really.
I know. Well, I think
Once again, Katie, the date, March 25th and 26th in Aztec, New Mexico. A great place to go visit and have a little fun. And learn about UFOs at the same time. Thanks for being on the show, Katie. And everybody, check out their website, AztecUFOs.com.